sick. Just ripping. We're cooking with gas over here on a Thursday afternoon. This is Kevin Shapiro coming to you live from the archives, broadcasting from the island, the Fish Archives in Burlington, Vermont, on Live Fish Radio. We're here to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the livefish.com website and service. And we just heard from the second of two nights at Worcester in 1995, the famous Bathtub Gin, Real Me Bathtub Gin. That took place in the middle of the second set of the second night at the Centrum, at another amazing holiday run of shows. As far as I know, the Gin, Real Me Gin hadn't been played from the soundboard tape anywhere at all, so as you can tell, the two tracks from that era aren't necessarily mind-blowing, but they're definitely a good enough mix to check out, and they really did a number on that combination. It's one time only combo for us on the annual holiday run that the band would treat us to every single year, leading right up until the last time we did it in Miami in 2003. That 1995 holiday run was an amazing run. For me, it was interview tour, but for them, it was just pure majesty, top level playing, incredible set lists, sick venues, two nights at each, culminating in the New Year's 95 that became so famous. That was followed by Tube into Dayton Jam, which is essentially an elongated, extended funk version of the Tube, from December 7th, 1997, the Irvin Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio, a city with great fish history and a state with even greater fish history. Something about the state of Ohio. Those tracks were recently remastered by Fred Kevorkian, who's been doing all our remastering for CD as well as mastering our archival releases for download at livefish.com. Dayton is a show that was not remastered before it was put up for a release, and now has been. So you can keep your eyes peeled for CDs of that before too long. Fred does an incredible job dialing in the two-track sound of these recordings. He basically perfects the imaging and the frequency response, the EQ, and essentially really makes them sing. And hopefully people are appreciating the extra effort that goes into that and noticing the pretty substantial difference between the recordings as they were put out raw, as some of them were, and the recordings as they come out finished for the livefish.com CD series. We're going to continue with some music from fall of 1999 and push all the way back to spring of 1993 as well. And the next segment of From the Archives on Live Fish Radio, celebrating the fifth anniversary of livefish.com. I hope you like this next segment.